Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's now time to venture through the foggy misinformation and learn about what truly is green. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor and proud owner of Mystery Dog Tater, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. And Tater's been acting weirder than normal lately. I don't know about that guy. He's pretty funny. He and our big dog, Carmen, are best friends and get along pretty well and have fun together. But they are different. She's 110 pounds. He's a little over 20 pounds. So let's talk about dogs here to start with a little bit, and then we'll go to the phone lines probably pretty quickly because I don't have a whole lot. I want to talk a little about in Howard's garden, some of the things that ought to be going on there in your garden if they aren't already. The telephone number to be with me, same number from anywhere in the world, is 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. If you hear something that you want to look up more information about as the show goes on, you can go to dirtdoctor.com. Pretty deep website where the bulk of the information related to that comment would be found is in the library. That's one of the big yellow buttons there in the middle of the page. Click on that, go to the library. Everything there is in alphabetical order. So if you hear something about a bug or a microbe or a technique or a product or whatever, you can go there and get more details about it. The basic stuff is put in a little bit more convenient place for you, and it's under the button guides, the word guides there on the homepage. Click on that. That gets you to the formulas, how to make Garrett juice, how to do the basic organic program, the basic organic rose program, the fruit and pecan tree program, and then the various other formulas like the tree trunk goop and all various kinds of things. All the basic stuff right there under guides on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. For those of you that may be new listeners, we do have a newsletter, and it's totally free. You've got a lot of people involved in it. Be delighted to have you join. Up goes out once a week electronically, covers one subject at a time. All you have to do to get on board is to fill out the form on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com or send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com and tell us that you want to get on. It's as simple as that. This hour is brought to you by Victor Pet Foods, and we keep trying all kinds of different versions of the Victor products. I am experimenting with something right now. I'm mixing two of them together to see how they like that. They've loved all of them so far. So Victor makes a lot of different choices from grain-free to the typical grain-containing products. But none of the products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. That's a very big deal. Big deal for people as well as dogs and cats. But if you haven't tried the Victor Pet Foods, please do. You'd be amazed at how well they work, how much your pets will enjoy them. They're made over in Mount Pleasant, Texas, and they do a great job. One of the things that they don't do is put any toxic chemical preservatives in the products. They do have prebiotics, probiotics, and all kinds of wonderful ingredients, but none of the bad stuff that we don't recommend. So give it a try. You'll find the Victor Pet Foods. Well, you can find locations by going to their website, victordogfood.com, and I recommend their website. It's really good. A lot of great pictures of dogs. Their Facebook it also has a lot of good pictures and information. But to find a location near you, they've got information on the website about that. You're going to primarily find the Victor Pet Foods in feed stores and farm stores across the country. And that's one of the nice things about it. Not in all the pet stores, not in all the garden centers and things like that. feed stores and farm stores primarily, but find the place near you on their website. Let's see what else I need to tell you. Tea this morning is good. Ginger, licorice, hibiscus, flowers. Yeah, and they're starting to bloom. Rose petals. And by the way, Turk's cap, I'm putting some Turk's cap flowers in the tea these days too. A little bit of honey usually did this morning, and it makes a nice addition. But one thing I was going to tell you about roses, we'll get into N. Howard's garden here for a minute. I want to tell you about the dogs first, but so I don't forget it. The roses, after having gone through down here in the south where we've had so much rain, the black spot is showing up a little bit more than normal probably, and we'll talk about the rose program in just a little bit in some detail. But first, let's talk about the dogs, and I need to get some help here. We're not doing very well on our doggies that we need to find homes for. Here in the Dallas SPCA, we've still got RuPaul from last week, Chewy, Zoe, Adrian, and Sparks that we haven't helped find a place to be a permanent home yet. So those of you in the DFW area, and, you know, just if you're not real serious about dogs right at the moment, you might want to just ease down there and do a little window shopping. I think you'd enjoy seeing the place and meeting some of these characters, and some of them really are. Their photos are on our website, dirtdoctor.com. Click on the SPCA button, and you can go to the pictures of all of these dogs that are still looking for a home, along with this week's pet, Armani. And she's a cutie, too. She's a little small thing. She's 10 pounds, Chihuahua mix, definitely a mix. She's got a really interesting face. She's still very young, 1 year old. She had a family, but they moved and couldn't take her with them, which is, you know, head scratcher. Wonder why not. But anyway, she's available for somebody around here. Loves to go to the park, loves to run, but she also loves to get in your lap and give you puppy kisses. Beautiful black fur, white on her chest, cute floppy ears. You can see her picture on the website, of course. She loves car rides and yummy treats. If you have a vaccinated pet, you can bring it or them with you to meet her and see how well they get along. It's Armani at the Dallas SPCA. Those of you around the country, please support your local rescue organizations. It's really a great way to have a pet or pets. We've got fewer than ever. No, don't bring it up. We can't do more than two right now, but we probably would. If we ease down there, we'd probably end up with two or three more. Let's see. Let's talk about N. Howard's Garden. And phone lines are wide open for you. If you've had trouble getting in before, this will be a good time to jump on board. We just real quickly, those of you may be curious, listen to the past shows, I have gone through a little medical issue, had blood clots, pretty serious blood clots, and have gone through the procedures for getting that all squared away. And it was a real shock, to say the least, because we are pretty healthy, as you know, we talk about on the show here quite a bit. It was the first time I've ever been in the hospital, and so it was a rude awakening. The more I learn about this, and I'm studying it a lot, and I'm meeting with other doctors and continuing to get more and more information about this blood clot situation, that people with really good diets and exercise and health get, and there seems to be an increase in it. Pretty significant one. The doctors we talk to don't seem to have a clue, scratching their heads quite a bit. Genetics, yeah, probably to some degree. Some of the things that we take, probably part of it. But one of the things I'll talk about in the next few weeks, there are several books on the market, some of which I've read already, some that are new recommendations to me that talk about the relationship between health and diet. And the ones that we're you know, getting the most information from at this point are the ones that are kind of along the same line as far as recommendations go, getting away from sugar and grains and a lot of things. You know, we talk about there's no grains in the dog food, but there's pretty significant evidence right now that grains are pretty important to get away from for anybody, and can relate to some pretty bad diseases, you know, the degenerative diseases. And so we'll talk more about that stuff as we go. Talk about In Howard's Garden when we come back, some of the things that I have going on, some of the things you may want to be doing as well. If you have any questions about pests or plants, give me a buzz, 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Electrolytes like sodium, potassium, magnesium, and chloride recharge your cells. That's especially important for your heart and muscles. Low electrolytes can lead to fatigue and cramping. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I now feed my dogs and the pet food that you should let your pets try. They will enjoy it, just like mine do. Victor not only has grain-free choices, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. These great products are naturally preserved with no toxic chemicals, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor dog food and cat food at your favorite pet store or feed store. And for more information about dog and cat food recommended by me, the Dirt Doctor, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. We have people holding to come on with me, and I'll do that right away, but real fast in Howard's garden here. And for those of you who are new listeners especially, what we talk about here on the show is the natural organic approach to landscaping, gardening, farming, ranching, interior pest control, or interior plant growing, which includes pest control. And it sounds a little complicated when you first hear it, simply because we're using a lot of different terms. But once you hear a little bit of it and it soaks in just a little bit, you'll find quickly that it's easier to do, works better in every way, and something that you'll really enjoy doing. The two basic principles, well, three: stop using all toxic things that hurt the life in the soil and the life in the garden in general. And then start, and that includes synthetic fertilizers, top of the list actually, and the toxic chemical pesticides. And then start doing things that improve the health of the soil. That's what it's all about, is building the health in the soil, building the biological activity in the soil that should be there. When using the synthetic fertilizers, the damage is done with every application. Synthetic fertilizers are basically salts. And when you put out a synthetic fertilizer, you know, the typical 3:1:2, 4:1:2 ratio fertilizers, or an all-nitrogen fertilizer, which is even worse, you're getting some nutrients into the plant, nutrients that cause green and cause growth. And you'll see some effect, but the long-term effect to the soil and to the roots of the plant, the mycorrhizal fungus, the beneficial fungus on the roots of the plants and all that, is damaged with every single application. There are people out there that will say a plant can't tell the difference between an organic and a synthetic fertilizer, and that is a bizarre statement, and it's basically a lie. It's not true at all. Plants can absorb entire chunks of things, not just basic elements. It's been proven for years and years and years and years. There's all kinds of information on our website about that. Plant roots can absorb entire large molecules. They can absorb entire bacteria. They can absorb entire chunks of carbon and organic materials. And that's how this beneficial fungus ends up growing on the roots of plants. It's a completely different kind of thing, unfortunately, than is taught in the universities. You have to learn it here or in books or listening to other people who have gotten involved in this organic approach. But it's really pretty simple, and that's what we talk about all the time. There are pest control products. We'll talk about those. There are disease control products. There are insect control products. And the easiest ones of all are to control with organics are the diseases. I said I'd talk a little bit more about roses, and I will, but let's see. First of all, to catch you so I don't forget this, in Howard's garden, we've got something interesting going on in my big famous ginkgo. I've never seen such a crop of fruit. And a lot of people object to that because if you leave them laying around the ground, they become very stinky. I don't mind it at all because I have little seedlings come up and I transplant them into pots and we give them away and all that sort of thing. And we save the seed. But probably all the heavy rains are part of that. The roses are showing a little bit more black spot than normal. Spray with your regular spray program, with Garrett juice being the basis of the spray, compost tea or liquid humate, and then apple cider vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. And if you just do that, you're going to have some indirect control. But if you add to that a little hydrogen peroxide, a little bit of baking soda, a little bit of potassium bicarbonate, one of the products like Serenade, any of those will help with the fungal disease control. Very easy. Fungal diseases are the easiest. Bacteria diseases are a little harder, but not so hard. Hydrogen peroxide works great on those if you have fire blight on any plants. And then viruses, the chemical boys will tell you there's no control for the virus. Kind of depressed to hear that the city of Fort Worth, the botanical gardens, has apparently elected to take out all the roses from their entire property over there rather than try the program that we've recommended first and see if it works before they rip everything out and throw it away. That's happening a lot. We're seeing around Dallas a pretty fascinating thing. A lot of the plants that had rose rosette, which is why they're ripping all their plants out, we're seeing a lot of plants just come back healthy on their own without being treated at all. So the Rose Rosette program that we recommend, it's on the website, in the library, and in past newsletters and things like that. If you do have some rose problems, give that a try. The basic overall organic rose program is the first step. What's different about the Rose Rosette control program is to add to it the hydrogen peroxide and the Garrett juice spray and do the rest of what we call the sick tree treatment. And the sick tree treatment procedure, it's not a product, it's a procedure. It's on the website under guides, like I was mentioning before. You add that to the roses. It's basically aerating the root zone and putting out, while the holes are open, the amendments that we recommend for bed preparation, which are organic fertilizers, compost, rock minerals, and sugar, and then covering with shredded native tree trimmings. What else is in my garden? I've planted something that might be a good tip for you. We are trying some of the new periwinkles, which work pretty well in the heat, but I had some that get shade the first half of the day and then blazing sunlight in the afternoon. It was frying them. What does work in that situation with the toughest color of all? Pentas. We'll talk more after this. Don't go away.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And we'll get back to a little in Howard's garden. There's a few other things I wanted to cover for you in a bit. But Mike has been holding for a while in Keller, and so let's talk to Mike, if I can get the button to work. Mike, you there?
I'm here.
What can we do for you, sir?
Well, I've got, I'm doing squash this year, and I've got, and I think it's from all the rains, but I've got a tremendous amount of squash bugs that I haven't seen before.
Okay.
So what would you recommend is the best thing for it? I'm completely organic. I've sprayed a little bit of diluted, orange oil on there, but I didn't want to go too much because I know that's kind of the last step. But what would you recommend for squash bugs in particular?
Well, we kind of have a new last step now that I'll talk about. But I'll tell you the first thing I'd recommend that you at least consider, Mike, and it sounds kind of goofy, but it really, really worked well on certain kinds of insects. I got a photograph from my sister over the weekend, and she had leaf-footed bugs on some plants, and they're really easy to do with this. But I think with squash bugs, it would also be effective, and that is to use a hand vac on them. The little hand vac that I use is called a Shark, and we don't have anything to do with them. I just went to a store, and that's the one they had, and I bought it. And I've used it on ants that had gotten into electrical equipment and all, and it just is terrific how well it works. And the bugs that kind of hang around and don't really fly off really quickly, like the squash bugs. Leaf-footed bug is a little bit faster moving, but Bob Webster is the first one that told me he was using it on a consistent basis in his vegetable garden, and got me turned on to thinking about it being a practical solution. And if you already have one, fine. They don't cost a whole lot of money, and I think that the time you spend with a little hand vac is probably less time than you'd spend buying a pesticide or mixing one yourself at home and spraying it and cleaning up and all that kind of thing. You follow me? So that's really a kind of top of the list of what I'd recommend for a lot of those kind of insects. The second thing is, like I said, the ultimate spray killing organic weapon that we have now in our arsenal is spinosad. And spinosad is sold locally here. The easiest one to find is called Captain Jack's Dead Bug Spray, believe it or not. It's called that because it's made from dead bugs, and it's a bacterial-based product that's in the bugs.
Huh.
And it works. Its negative is that if you spray it all over the place, it does have some negative effect on honeybees. It won't kill them. It just kind of seems to disturb their navigational controls, and that's a problem. You know, we don't want to be doing that. So rather than spraying it all over the place, you just spray it right on those squash plants. And what I use in small spray operations like that, I'll use as small as a quart hand spray bottle and mix up just a little bit and just kind of hand spray it around on the plant. What you might do, if the vac doesn't work, use the vac and then follow up with that, and I think you'll get them under control without any trouble with those, with that two-step approach.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Give it a try. Let me know how it works for you, okay?
Will do.
All right. And by the way, those of you that are wondering how I'm doing, I didn't really mention, I'm doing great. I've never felt better. I don't like being on the blood thinners, which is what I'm on. That's the way they treat the blood clots that I had all over me. And I'm taking a little bit of very, very mild high blood pressure medicine. But we are talking to some very interesting alternative doctors and some other regular MDs, getting second, third, fourth, and 15th opinions on all this stuff. And we'll keep you posted about it, because I'm very concerned that other people probably have the same thing I did and just don't know it. And there's ways of soil tests. I'll mention it again because I didn't know about it, and if I had, it would have been good. When you get a soil test, a blood test, you need to ask if you I do it at least once, and it's not part of a regular blood test, which fascinates me that it's not. But when you get a blood test, if you want to check and see if there's a possibility of you having blood clots, and of course that can lead to strokes and, you know, not good things, what you ask for is the D-dimer part of the test, and it's not usually part of the test, but ask for D-dimer, and that's what will show up if you have pieces of this clot, blood clots, you know, in your blood, and it might be about to cause a big problem. That's how they found mine. Anyway, back to the phones. Let's talk to Betty, and we've got an open line for you at 866-444-3478. Good morning, Betty.
Hello.
How's it going?
Oh, fine. Really enjoy your program.
Well, thanks.
We're having a problem with, I have an aunt who lives in the area, and she was staying with her daughter for over a year because she was sick. And in the meantime, she had her home. She had a cat. She has a cat, and what she was doing is going just to feed the cat and every 2 to 3 days. Well, the last week she went, and she said she sat down at the kitchen table, looked down, and her legs are full of fleas. Dad, she doesn't know how they got in there. It was just a bunch. So called the feed store, and they said, use diatomaceous earth. And that's what she bought. She bought a sack of it, and was wondering if she could put some of that on the cat, or do you recommend something else? We don't need Well, the fish are not in the yard.
Well, they are. They're out. If they're in the house, they're in the yard too, Betty. Yeah. So what you need to do is a little bit different approach. DE, natural diatomaceous earth, will kill fleas. It'll kill any insect. But it only kills them in a dry situation. So inside is where it would kill them, but it's a dusty material. So dusting it around in, from a little puffer, putting it in a little puffer, something like a turkey baster or smaller. Some of the garden centers have this little puffer that's a green bulb and a black nozzle, and it works very well for small areas in the house. And you can put DE in it, puff it out, and if it hits the fleas or ticks or roaches or whatever the insect is, it kills them by dehydration. The diatomaceous earth sucks the moisture away from the insect, and that's how it kills. Mm-hmm. We all used to say, because you know somebody wrote it and we all started repeating it, that it lacerates and cuts them up, and but it doesn't do that at all. What it does is it dries them out. Now, that'll work okay, but it's a little messy. You have the dusty stuff in the house, so don't overdo the use of it. What also will kill them inside are orange oil products and just normal sprays that are organic killing kinds of sprays, which are available at all the garden centers and feed stores and all that kind of thing. But the real way to get them under control is take care of them in side, like we're talking about, but outside is where you really will get them under control, and you do that with the release of beneficial nematodes.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they will, they work beautifully on fleas and also on ticks and also on termites and also on a whole bunch of other pests that might be out in the garden.
Well, let me ask you this. Her backyard's also a mess. It's overgrown, bushes have grown.
Yeah, I need to get that straightened out, too. Yeah.
She thought maybe before we had her beneficial nematodes, before she puts them out there, they're going to have to clean the shrubs and junk.
Yeah, get it all mowed down and cleaned up, the junk cleaned up, and then treat with nematodes. You're exactly right.
Okay. And if I have time, one more question. In her home, one corner of the front roof, right on the corner on the right side, she also noticed there's bumblebees coming in and out. There's a hole there right under the roof on the corner, and they're just coming and going. We hadn't even noticed it.
Well, bumblebees are beneficial, but they can be dangerous too. If they're protecting their nest, they'll hurt you. We hate to kill them. They're great for pollination, much better than honeybees in some situations. But if you have to kill them, you put in the hole. You put in some orange oil or spinosad or one of the killing organic materials, and then seal the hole up with putty, and the deal's done. That's all you need to do.
The only thing is how to get near them because they're just swarming. We hadn't seen
Well, if that's the case, you need to get a professional in pest control company to help you with it. You know, don't mess with them and get stung because they are very, very powerful with their sting, the bumblebees. Betty, I appreciate it, but get a pro to come in and help you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. That's one you don't want to mess with. Also, the other one, and all bees and wasps are beneficial. Don't get me wrong. They are all very beneficial. But the two that are dangerous and can really hurt you are bumblebees that are protecting their home. And secondly, and probably even more dangerous, and I've learned the hard way, is the real Texas yellow jacket, the one that's a little hornet and lives in a hornet-looking nest, because that's what it is. Either in the ground or sometimes they can be up on vertical surfaces, but the most common place for them is down in the soil. And if you see them coming out and being a little aggressive, you need to be worried about them because they can hurt you a lot. Somebody called in and couldn't stay. One know what I thought about putting painted particle board in the compost pile. Particle board's okay. Particle board is glued together. The microbes actually eat glue that's in cardboard and particle board like candy. They will break it down, and it will be neutralized without any problem. The question here is the paint. If it is an oil-based paint, microbes in the compost pile will break it down. but it takes a lot longer than if it's a latex paint. So if it's a latex paint, I don't have a big problem with it. If it's an oil-based paint, yeah, it'd be a little bit of a head scratcher. You could put it in the compost pile. It's a good way to neutralize it. But the question remains, after it's broken down and becomes compost, should you use it around your food crops if it had an oil-based paint on it? And I don't know. I don't have any idea. So to be safe, use it around landscape plants and things like that around rather than around food crops. And I don't think you'd have any trouble with the compost operation. Piling things up in a compost pile. Don't even have to have a container. Keeping it moist, mixing in green plants, some carbon materials like the wood would be, and some molasses, keeping the moisture level up. The temperature will get up around 140 degrees, and it'll break down any of those kind of things, including painted wood, especially if it's ground up pretty fine, but it's not the best thing to do for your food crops. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back with you right after this.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
I have a great recommendation for container gardening. Smart Pot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
EcoSafe provides natural, organic pest control to take care of pests without using harmful, toxic products. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. EcoSafe specializes in the use of Spectra products to eliminate pests naturally. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities to the pest control companies. Call 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you. The number to be with me on the show is 866-444-3478 in Fort Worth. It's Ruth's turn. Hello, Ruth.
Hi. I'm wondering about my pine tree. It's a stone pine, but in your book, I thought it was Italian stone pine, but it looks like it's Austrian. It's the kind that they get at Christmas time.
Well, both of them can be sold as Christmas trees. The Austrian pine tends to be a little darker green, and it's a more bushy kind of a pine. The Italian stone pine is a little lighter color and tends to be a little bit more open. The one that is in my book is a real odd-shaped one. It was one that used to be down in Austin near the University of Texas Press, and they had trimmed it up for whatever reason to just have kind of an umbrella top. But if you look on my website on dirtdoctor.com, it shows those in the library. It shows pretty good pictures of those too, and they're easy to identify and tell apart.
Okay, well, mine is just great. I bought them, you know, after Christmas when they were just little, and now this one is about 20 or 30 feet tall.
It's well, now, when you got it at Christmas, was it kind of a blue-green and have short needles?
It had short needles to start with, but now it has long needles.
Okay, well, that's an Italian stone pine. That's why I ask. It has a funny characteristic, and I guess it's natural. I've never talked to any of the growers, but when you buy Italian stone pine at a nursery, especially when you get them at Christmas and they've trimmed them into a Christmas tree shape, the needles are, like you said, 1 to 2 inches long. They're kind of blue-green. It's a very distinctive-looking little plant. Well, once you plant it and it starts growing, the needles get 3 times or 4 times longer and become a different color.
Yes, but now I've noticed just a slight grayish color to my tree, and I looked real close, and there's a little hole in there, and there's sap running down. What does that mean?
Well, you could have borers working in there. It could be just a normal kind of a bleeding that sometimes trees get when they're in a little bit of stress. Did you plant this tree yourself, Ruth?
Yes, and I didn't plant it too deep.
Okay, you got.
But I need to check that again.
Check it again. Get a probe, either one of the professional pipe probes, or a lot cheaper is a golf club with the head broken off, and probe the area and see if you've got a moisture situation. It could be too moist, you know, or too dry, either one. The Italian stone pine is very durable. It's a tough, tough tree. But if the moisture level is way out of whack, if there's an underground perched water table, or, you know, it just doesn't drain very well, or if for whatever reason it's dry as bone there, those are the only things that could really go wrong with Italian stone pine, assuming that you planted it correctly. And you just need to double check that. Sometimes we think we planted them correctly. I've done the same thing. And then they settle or soil gets washed in. So make sure that you pull the soil away from the base. If there's grass growing up to the trunk, it's better for the tree anyway not to have that. So pull it back, or the ground cover, same thing. And make sure even a pine tree has a flare. It won't have as dramatic a flare as an oak or a crepe myrtle, but it will have a flare.
Okay, well, we have pure sand here, but I noticed during all that rain that there was a place where it made a little lake, kind of where that tree is.
So double-check that, and if you have to do some drainage to solve the problem, do it. That can be the only. That's got to be one of the two possibilities. That's what's wrong with the tree.
Okay, well,
if there is anything wrong with the tree, it may be just a cosmetic problem, temporary problem.
I love the tree.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
Appreciate it very much.
Bye.
And for her and everybody else, Ruth and everybody else, you can send us a picture of a plant or an area that's having a problem, and we'll a lot of times be able to help you a little bit more if you send us a good digital photo. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. And we've got open lines for you at 866-444-3478. Back to N. Howard's garden a little bit. This is the time of the year where you'll hear the chemical fertilizer pushers say to start stopping with the fertilizer. And they do it because they've seen that they've caused a whole bunch of disease problems when they're fertilizing with a high nitrogen fertilizer in the middle of the heat of the summer. And so they've started pulling back from recommending it during that period of time. And that's good advice. Of course, we recommend that you don't use that stuff ever. The synthetic fertilizers, besides being totally soluble and leaching away and washing away on the surface, and a great percentage of the synthetic fertilizer volatilizes into the air, you get at the most about 10% of the fertilizer into the plant, and it's not doing the plant any good other than giving you kind of a false hope that you're really doing something good for the plant. So, don't do the synthetic fertilizers, but the organic fertilizer can be applied now if you haven't done any at all this season yet. You can put the organic fertilizer out, get one of the nice blends. Put it out at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. For flowers and vegetables and perennials that are flowering that you want to push along real well, I'm doing this with bougainvillea and being able to bring bougainvillea into bloom beautifully. Use Garrett Juice as the additional supplemental fertilizer to the dry fertilizer that goes out everywhere. The dry fertilizer goes out on all plants. We're feeding the soil, not the plants. And then the Garrett Juice you can use on specific stuff you want to really push along, or something like once a month, spray and drench it on the entire property. Depends on your time and the budget. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website's dirtdoctor.com. The telephone number to be with me, 866-444-3478.